For several years, a plan to enact single-payer health care in New York, known as the New York Health Act, has been approved in the state assembly, but it was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate. In 2019, Democrats may finally have the votes to approve a plan in the Senate. But even its most enthusiastic supporters are saying the measure needs to be rewritten, and they say they'll hold hearings and get more information from experts before they make a final decision. Senator Brad Hoylman, speaking after an organizational meeting for Senate Democrats, says he thinks there is a way to find money for health care as well as more money for public schools in the over $130 billion state budget.
Certainly there's a way to protect the most vulnerable in our state, whether it's school kids or folks without adequate health insurance. You have to look at the tax base, and it's a balancing act of looking at revenue and looking at long-term savings, both in terms of education and health care.
Senator-elect Alessandra Biaggi, who is a single-payer supporter, agrees that there needs to be more consideration of costs before going forward. Biaggi represents portions of Westchester County, where existing high taxes are a concern, as well as portions of the Bronx. She says she doubts the New York Health Act will be acted upon in the first months of the new session.
The voters probably wouldn't want to see us be passing the New York Health Act in the first month because we haven't worked out all the details. Mm-hmm. So this has to be done right. No other state has done so. Single payer. And if New York State is going to be the first state to do it, then we've got to do it in the right way. And that's going to mean taking some time to be thoughtful about how we're going to pay for it.
Bill Hammond with the fiscal watchdog group, the Empire Center, says there are a lot of unintended consequences that could result from a single payer system in New York, including reduced revenues for hospitals and the need for as much as $139 billion in new taxes, according to a study by the RAND Corporation.
There's a lot of misconceptions about how single payer works. I think there's a lot of wishful thinking about how much money would be saved and how much better things would be. That's not to defend the current system. There's a lot of things that are wrong with the current system.
The leader of the Senate Democrats, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, who will be majority leader in January, has already said she does not want to raise taxes. But Stewart-Cousins has also said she does support renewing a temporary surcharge on millionaires when it expires in December of 2019, and she says she does not consider that a new tax. Governor Cuomo has voiced concerns about enacting a single-payer system. Stewart-Cousins hedged on her answer when she was asked if the Senate would pass a plan over the governor's objections and even a potential veto.
I am hoping that whatever we do, we're not going to be worrying about vetoes or not vetoes. I mean, I'm hoping for a collaborative and cooperative government that gets us to a good place for New Yorkers.
Senator-elect Biaggi and other senators also back legalizing marijuana in New York, and she says that's one option for raising revenue to pay for single-payer health care and other programs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.